He says this, though, Job. One day, I know there is a redeemer for me. And that's the word that Paul used. But it's not technically redeemer. It's a different word. The word there literally is daysman. And that's what I want to talk to you about. D-A-Y-S-M-A-N. Daysman. This is something we didn't quite understand until about 20 or 30 years ago, whenever people found this stuff in the British Museum. The British have for many years gone around the world and seen lovely things and then stolen them and taken them home and put them in the museum. You can go, if you go to the British Museum, you can walk past the gates that Daniel walked by as he went to work every day. They're there. And they have so many, it's something like 90% of all the documents they have not yet been translated. They have too many. But they translated and they found the story of the daysman. Now you remember the book of Ruth, that Boaz was her redeemer, a kinsman redeemer. There was another one that was first in line, but when he found out what it would cost his family, he bailed. So Boaz stepped up. It's very close to this, but it's not quite the same. Let's put it to you this way. Here's how a daysman would work. Remember, there's no Bill of Rights. The book of Job is way early. It is probably our oldest book. Not our oldest story, but our oldest book. There's no mention of Jerusalem, the law, Moses, the tribes, nothing of that. It's before all of this. The world's still drying out at this point, right? It's still, you know, a rough place. In fact, ice shows up a lot in the desert in Job's time. He'll talk about the ice and snow and how the Lord is at work in the north. And it's a terrifying thing for them and how the earth is still shaking. Well, all of this, he's working blind, all right? He's got nothing. He has no Bill of Rights. He has no law. He has no priesthood to go to. And you had to work. Some of you are old enough to remember this, because although for us it's normal to play, for us, our grandparents and our parents, I never saw my dad play a game. There was no time. You had to work all day to have enough money and food to live to work all day the next day, right? Some of you remember this. Now our kids play, and sometimes parents get mad at that. You know, you should be doing something constructive. Well, what do you want them to do? Build a road? You know, they got time. It's all right. Let them play. You know, we'll say things like, when I was a kid, the only thing I had was an orange, and I was happy. Sure you are. That's how you turned into that big ball of sweetness. But they didn't have time to do a trial. And Job wants a trial with God. And there's no trial. You need a daysman to have a trial. He's looking for a daysman. Here's the way it would work. Let's say that there is a dispute between Terry and I. He had asked me to paint his house. And I painted his house. And he gave me $300 for it. I say, he told me $3,000. That's a considerable dispute. Now, we can't settle it on our own, and there's no time to take this to trial. There are no trials. What you need is a daysman. We go to Shane. We both respect Shane, and we ask him, would you be our daysman? Now, this is something that's very important. Both people had to respect the individual, but the individual also had to put himself at risk. He was losing a day, hence the name daysman, of work, but he was also putting himself between two disputants. And if at the end of the day, we cannot agree. By putting himself there, he is saying, I will make up the difference. So if we don't move, he's out a hunk of change. And in case you are wondering, yes, in capital cases, it was the same. If Terry says, you killed that person on purpose, my family member on purpose, and I say, no, it was an accident, and we get somebody in between us, this is before the city's a refuge. If we cannot agree, that person is sacrificing their life. Normally not killed. Normally they are made a slave of the individual in your place. It was dangerous to be the daysman. And so when Job cries out, I need a daysman, no wonder his friends say, nobody will do that. Nobody. But we found a carving of a daysman at work. A daysman to make sure things moved along would stand between the two disputants with one hand on one and one on the other until the price was paid. Does this look familiar to anybody? And Job was saying, I want a day's man. And Paul says, you've got one.